Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Autism and Education. What Parents and Teachers Need to Know, The Way I See It, is a concise nonfiction guide by Temple Grandin that focuses on practical education for autistic children. Written for parents, teachers, and other caregivers, it blends Grandin's personal experience with straightforward advice on how to support learning, behavior, and development. The book is not a theoretical treatise. Instead, it functions as a hands-on handbook that emphasizes early intervention, individualized teaching, and the importance of building on strengths rather than focusing only on deficits. Grandin also addresses how autistic children may think differently, including visual, verbal, and pattern-based thinking styles, and explains why instruction should match those differences. Another major purpose of the book is to encourage higher expectations while remaining realistic and supportive. Across its short length, the book aims to help adults make educational decisions that are practical, respectful, and responsive to the needs of autistic learners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, early intervention as the foundation of educational progress. One of the book's central arguments is that action should begin quickly after autism is identified. Her emphasis is on keeping the child connected to learning and to the world rather than allowing long periods of passivity or disengagement. This makes the educational message concrete, time matters, and delay can narrow later opportunities. The book does not present early intervention as one single therapy, but as a broad principle of responsiveness, structure, and active teaching. Grandin also encourages readers to evaluate treatment methods carefully, instead of assuming that all interventions are equally useful. In this way, the book connects early action with informed judgment. The broader implication is that parents and teachers should see diagnosis as a starting point for planning, not as a label that defines limits. That framing gives the book its practical force and distinguishes it from more abstract discussions of autism education. Secondly, teaching should match the child's thinking style. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to differences in how autistic children think. Grandin has long argued that some autistic people are visual thinkers, others are pattern thinkers, and some rely more heavily on verbal processing. In educational terms, this means the same lesson may work well for one child and poorly for another. The book uses that idea to support individualized instruction rather than one-size-fits-all teaching. This is important because many school problems are not caused by lack of ability, but by a mismatch between presentation and cognition. If a child thinks in images, then verbal explanations alone may fail to communicate the concept clearly. If a child thinks in patterns, abstract language may need to be translated into structure and examples. Grandin's point is not that teachers must create entirely separate programs, but that they should observe how the child processes information and adjust accordingly. This approach gives educators a practical lens for understanding resistance, confusion, or apparent inattention. It also encourages respect for cognitive diversity, instead of assuming that all learners should absorb information in the same way. Thirdly, building on strengths and developing talent instead of fixing only deficits, the book repeatedly pushes readers to look for strengths, interests, and abilities that may be overlooked in conventional special education thinking. Grandin argues that autistic children often have specific talents or unusually strong areas of focus, and these should be identified early and developed deliberately. This is not presented as a feel-good idea, but as a strategy for educational growth. When a child is engaged through a natural talent or strong interest, motivation tends to improve, and learning becomes more sustainable. Grandin's emphasis on strengths also challenges a deficit-only model of autism, which can lead adults to underestimate a child's competence or potential contribution. By focusing on what the child can do well, teachers can create pathways into reading, communication, problem-solving, and later vocational development. The practical implication is that education should not merely reduce difficulties, it should also cultivate capability. That dual focus makes the book especially useful for parents who need guidance beyond behavior management. It offers a more constructive framework for planning long-term development while still acknowledging real support needs. Fourthly, high expectations, presuming competence, and teaching social flexibility. Grandin argues strongly against lowering expectations simply because a child has autism. She advocates presuming competence, meaning adults should assume there is more understanding and potential present than may be immediately visible. This matters because low expectations can become self-fulfilling. If adults stop challenging a child, progress can stall. At the same time, the book is realistic about the specific social and adaptive skills autistic children often need taught directly. Turn-taking, waiting, patience, and flexibility are not treated as traits that will develop automatically through exposure. They require repeated practice and patient coaching. Grandin also connects these skills to everyday situations, which makes the advice usable for both home and classroom settings. The book's position is balanced, expect more, but teach carefully. That balance is important because it avoids both harsh pressure and overprotection. It also reflects a central theme of the book, that autistic children should be supported in ways that expand independence and participation rather than being excused from developmentally important demands. The result is a model of education that is respectful, structured, and demanding in the right ways. Lastly, generalization, motivation, and modern distractions in everyday learning. The later educational advice in the book addresses how children take skills from one setting and use them in another. Grandin treats generalization as a major teaching problem because a child may master a skill in one context but fail to apply it elsewhere. She therefore stresses repetition, explicit instruction, and practical examples that help a concept travel across situations. Related to this is the question of motivation. Grandin recognizes that autistic children may become deeply absorbed in preferred activities, including screens and video games, and that adults may need to manage these interests carefully. Her concern is not moral panic but educational balance. If electronics dominate attention, they can crowd out social participation, reading, and real-world learning. The book also acknowledges that flexibility is essential because routines and expectations can change unexpectedly. Taken together, these ideas show that education is not only about teaching content, but about helping children use knowledge in daily life. That makes the book especially grounded. It offers advice for the messy reality of learning, where attention, habit, and transfer matter as much as formal instruction. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, classroom teachers, special education staff, and autism support professionals who want a compact, practical guide rather than a broad academic overview, and how to teach social and adaptive skills in everyday settings. Readers looking for a research-heavy or highly technical text may find it brief, but that brevity is part of what makes it useful. Grandin writes from a perspective shaped by lived experience and long engagement with autism education, so the advice feels specific and applied rather than generalized. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its emphasis on strengths, competence, and real-world teaching choices. It does not treat autism as a single educational problem to be solved. Instead, it presents it as a difference that requires observation, flexibility, and deliberate instruction. For readers who want a clear, usable framework for supporting autistic children, this book offers a concise but substantive resource. If you would like to support Temple Grandin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.